chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Time once again for another edition of the Bama Online Podcast and another breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Schreier, senior analyst for BamaOnline.com, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, we figured the front seven would take on more emphasis as this 2023 class continued to fill out. And that was the case today as four-star defensive lineman Hunter Osborne of Hewitt Trussville High School there in the Birmingham area commits to the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. We've discussed this before, but it seems like defensive linemen take a little bit longer than everyone else does. Maybe I think we agree this because they can. But Hunter's obviously a big pickup, a local guy. Freddie Roach was his primary recruiter, had a ton of offers from other schools. Clemson was heavily involved with him. We've talked about Dabo talking to him pretty consistently. Tennessee was heavily involved. And this is another guy we keep talking about who took, you know, we keep talking about these guys that take multiple visits. He's taken four official visits in June, also included Texas and Auburn in that mix. So these, a lot of these guys are making decisions, and they're doing their due diligence by getting out and seeing all these schools. So Hunter obviously is a guy I like, 6'4", 260 pounds. In that range, got a good frame, going to remind a lot of people of Byron Young type prospect. Big guy, can set that edge, can get to the quarterback, big strong guy. And you watch him on film, he is constantly drawing double teams. I mean, he is getting, he's seen a lot of guys chip. He's taking on a primary blocker, then the second guy's coming in and chipping. So obviously a guy they focus a lot on. At Hewitt Trussville last year. And that's big praise because, you know, they had Texas commitment Justin Finkley on the other side of that defensive line last year.
Yeah, this is a guy who racked up 60 tackles in 2021, 10 of those for a loss, 5.5 sacks, 9 pass breakups for the Huskies a season ago, and really have seen him take a bigger step over these last 18 months or so, and a huge senior season likely on tap for a guy who also gave strong consideration to Clemson, Auburn, Texas, and Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he had a lot of schools pushing for him. You know, three or four weeks ago, there was a heavy Clemson vibe, especially from Clemson, that thought they had him. Freddie Roach, again, did a good job here. He's the local and position guy, building that relationship. Hunter's not a quiet kid, but he really hasn't tipped his hand much. He wanted to keep it quiet. Snuck to the cookout. You know, he had his decision on tap, really didn't want to give it away. So we respected that and let him take his time. But, I mean, this is a guy that I think he's known for, you know, for the last month or so, you know, maybe a little bit shorter time that where he wanted to go, which was Alabama. Very familiar with it. And, you know, once Alabama really made a push there, I mean, they became the heavy favorites.
I like the Byron Young comp. This is a guy who – right now at 6'3", 6'4", 250, 260 pounds, plays with power. There's no doubt about that. Pretty solid in terms of his technique. He stacks and sheds, keeps his outside arm free, closes well on quarterbacks and running backs, nice awareness. And then he also has the lateral movement needed to finish plays. I guess, Tim, another one of these defensive end prospects for Alabama that you think about the five technique early on, with the frame to grow into perhaps a 285, 290-pound sort of utility lineman who can play inside or outside depending on the package Alabama's in.
You know, I can't really take credit. I mean, I had three college staffs not associated with Alabama that mentioned Byron Young. I agreed with it as you do, but that comparison just leaped to people's mind. Mm-hmm. I would think, you know, I have several people mention him as that, but I agree. He's a big guy. He's going to put those paws on you. He's strong. He's going to be able to do a lot to help you, especially free up and draw some attention there at the defensive end position. Not really an edge rusher, but that's not really his role, you know, at Alabama. I mean, you have those linebackers, you have those guys coming off the edge anyways, but he is a guy that can shed a block and cause some damage, tackle for loss, pressure the quarterback and all that stuff. You're looking for a defensive end at Alabama.
We talk so much about the value of defensive linemen, you know, in football in general. And so it's a big pickup to get a quality a guy like this on board. So let's sort of reset that position for Alabama as it looks to close out the 2023 cycle. What else might be in store along that defensive front for Nick Saban's latest recruiting effort?
You know, I don't think it's, you know, I think these guys, again, you know, James Smith's obviously a top priority, five-star defensive lineman from Montgomery, Alabama. Freddie Roach, Charles Kelly, doing a really good job there. Obviously, he's a top target. A guy I like a lot from Kansas City is Edric Hill. He's been to Alabama a few times. Alabama's high on his list. I think he's a guy that fits Alabama where he gives me, you know, I'm hesitant to make comparisons because people always think I'm talking about the future. But at the same stage watching Edric, I got the same vibe I got when I watched Christian Barmore in high school. And if you remember, I loved Barmore. Mm-hmm. I actually thought Barmore should be in the discussion for five-star. He was coming from, I think, a three-star ranking, which was quite a jump. But he was definitely had that five-star potential, and I think he showed that at Alabama. And when he got drafted, you know, top 40 picks or whatever he was in the draft. So Edric's the guy that falls in there. Kelby Collins, Gardell kid. Alabama likes him a lot. You've got guys like Jordan Renaud, Reuben Bain from Miami, Jordan's from Tyler, Texas. So they've got a lot of defensive line targets they still want to. And I'll tell you what I like. If you look at the offensive line, I think there's Alabama had a small group that literally had committable offers. At the end of the day, I think there's people that had offers to come to camp and all that stuff you see in the database. But committable offers, I think Wolford and Alabama were very picky. And I feel that same way about the defensive line. I don't think there's a lot of guys that can just up and commit to Alabama. I think they've got a short list they're working on, and they feel pretty good about some of these guys.
That's a nice place to be because it is extremely difficult, as you know, as well as anybody, to find quality elite type players along the lines of scrimmage. And Alabama is able to not only do that, but also be very selective in the process. And I guess too, Tim, when you think about the front seven in general defensively, we talked about it from the outset, it would seem to be the area, again, as you start to head down the backstretch or the closing stretch of this class, where we're going to see more and more activity, and nice to have the sort of in-state talent that you know the Alabama offers this year between the linebacker inside, outside, and also up front.
Yeah, Alabama is always going to produce talent. I think they're top five or six per capita. You look back, they do a great job. You know, Mississippi, Louisiana, that's three states that probably don't get nearly as much credit as they should, but they produce a lot of talent. This year's an exceptional year. Next year is looking like a really good year. So, yeah, I mean, it comes in handy when you can recruit nationally, but you also have nationally recruited players in your state. Because, I mean, a lot of these guys, these are not, you know, when you're looking at, you know, you're looking at James Smith and Quay Rousseau and Tony Mitchell and, you know, so many more. These are national recruits. These are guys that could, you know, could really call, you know, call any coast and commit to that school. So, it definitely comes in handy to have that kind of talent, you know, in your back door and guys you've had on campus several times. And most of these guys have been on campus early in their career before they were even the biggest prospects. So Alabama does a good job of that.
So a very nice hit for the Alabama 2023 recruiting cycle effort as Hunter Osborne, the four-star defensive lineman from Hewitt Trustville High School. Program's been pretty good to Alabama throughout the years, has verbaled to Alabama. And Tim, anything else you want to add in here before we get out?
No, I mean, this is, you know, this falls in that line. You know, I talk about Hewitt, you know, Hewitt has talent, a good program. They just are stuck trying to fight with Thompson.
That's the region of death, man. I mean, it's brutal, right?
Actually has some success. They've beaten Thompson before. They beat Hoover. So it's just, yeah, I mean, this is the SEC West. I mean, Hewitt's a very talented program. Seen a lot of guys come through there, not going just to Alabama, but other programs. So when you're a top prospect at Hewitt Trustville, you're a big deal.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to have coverage of the Osborne commitment and everything Alabama football and basketball recruiting related right there with us at BamaOnline.com. Never a better time, really, to jump on board with us at BOL because, of course, fall camp set to get underway at the Capstone in the coming days. So perfect, perfect time to join us at BamaOnline.com and right there on the roundtable, our premium message board at BamaOnline.com. That's where you're going to find out all this stuff first, is on the roundtable right there at BOL. Tim, as always, thanks for the time.
Thanks, you guys. See you on the roundtable.
For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us here on the Bama Online podcast. Until next time, so long, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.